Good morning. I'm not going to be long. I just got a little story to tell. This morning, South Carolina was sharing about the miracle the Lord did with Melvin Scott's baby girl. And I was thinking, do people really understand what went on? And I thought of a story, an incident that happened to me back in the 70s. I bought this Radio Shack Model 1 computer. And I took it home, and I started learning to program it. I was feeling pretty good about myself. And I would write a program, and it would run, and it was cool. And things were going along very nicely. And one day, the computer crashed. It locked up. It wouldn't work. So I took the computer to Radio Shack. I told the guy, it's broke. It won't work. So he fired it up. We ran the program. Sure enough, boom, crashed. So he went over to another computer, ran the program on that one. Sure enough, it crashed. He said, there's nothing wrong with the program, the computer. It's the program. So we pulled out the program and we looked, and there was some code that had to be changed. And when the code was changed, the computer ran perfectly. Most people today are familiar with computers. Your cell phone is a computer, your tablet, and they all run with software. And software is coding, and the deep code, that's what makes it run. It's called machine language. We have a coding. It's called DNA. And that DNA is what makes everything work right. And when the DNA gets screwed up, bad things happen. The miracle was that God, through prayer, rewrote the DNA for that child. And if he could rewrite the DNA for that child, he could rewrite the DNA for you and me when we need it. And that's all I wanted to say. He is the God that wrote the program, and he knows how to fix it if we'll ask him. I'm done.